This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. With 65 days left for House election, major parties submit closed list for proportional representation polls as deadline concludes. Former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak testifies before Gen Z Probe Commission, submits six-page written statement detailing events. Tamu Losar Festival being celebrated today, marking start of New Year. And Ukraine denies drone attack on Russian President Vladimir Putin's residence. Now the news in detail. National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister Sushila Karki yesterday. During a meeting at the Prime Minister's office in Singhadarbar, the two discussed preparations for the upcoming elections to the House of Representatives and National Assembly, as well as recent activities of the Upper House. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, Chairperson Dahal also urged the government to convene a session of the National Assembly and requested that the existing perks and benefit of National Assembly members not be reduced. The Election Commission has set spending limits for candidates contesting the House of Representatives election on March 5, 2026. The limits vary depending on the district's accessibility and connectivity. Candidates can spend a minimum of ₹2.5 million and a maximum of ₹3.3 million depending on their constituency. Election Commission spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattarai said candidates must open a separate bank account for election expenses and appoint a responsible person to manage spending. All candidates are required to submit a detailed account of their election expenditure to the Commission within 35 days after the poll, in line with the House of Representatives Member Election Act. Meanwhile, political parties have submitted their closed lists of candidates under the proportional representation system for the House of Representatives elections as the deadline concludes. According to the Election Commission, the submission process began on Sunday, with smaller parties submitting earlier. Commission spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattarai said the submitted lists will be scrutinized from December 30th to January 4th, and the final list will be published on February 2nd, 2026, after completing the required procedures. The Office of the Auditor General has made public the consolidated financial statements of the federal, provincial and local governments for the fiscal year 2081-82, Vikram Sambat. Auditor General Sobhakanta Paudel presented the report yesterday to Finance Minister Rameshwar Khanal and Comptroller and Auditor General Toyam Raya. The report has been prepared in line with Nepal public sector accounting standards and existing legal provisions covering federal, provincial, local and extra-budgetary entities. The Department of Immigration has announced plans to launch the Foreign Citizen Management Information System from January 1, 2026 with the aim of strengthening the security of foreign nationals, improving information sharing, preventing potential criminal activities and supporting tourism. The system will be implemented in phases beginning in Kathmandu Valley. In the first phase, it will be mandatory for star-rated hotels in the Kathmandu Valley. According to the department, the second phase will start from March 1st, extending the system nationwide to all star hotels, airlines, tour and travel agencies and money exchange services. It will later be gradually expanded to cover all hotels, guest houses and services provided by public and private institutions. Director and spokesperson of the department, Tikaram Dhakal, said feedback has been collected from concerned agencies to ensure effective implementation. He also urged all service providing institutions to register in the system promptly, and noting that participation remains low despite the limited time before the rollout. Former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has recorded a statement before the High-Level Commission led by former Judge Gauri Bahadur Karki investigating incidents during the Gen Z movement on September 8 and 9. Lekhak appeared before the Commission yesterday for nearly 2 hours and submitted a six-page written statement. Speaking to the media after giving his testimony, Lekha clarified the background of the movement, security arrangements at the time, and his moral responsibility. He denied allegations that he had instructed security forces to use force or open fire during the protest, stating that neither he nor the then Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli had legal authority to issue such orders. He added that he resigned from his post, accepting moral responsibility as a political leader. In conclusion, he emphasized that the responsibility for using force rested with deployed security officials as per the law, and he provided detailed written input to the commission for its investigation. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरै हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Gurung community at home and abroad are celebrating Tamu Losar today, marking the end of the old year and beginning of the new year. The term Losar means year change, symbolizing the transition to a new year. The festival is linked to the movement of the sun and also holds astronomical significance as the night of Paus 15, the longest of the year, marks the point after which nights gradually shorten. Although the festival is observed with great enthusiasm in Gurung-populated districts, in Kathmandu, the Gurung community is holding special celebrations at Tunikhel, where participants in traditional attire are showcasing Gurung dishes and cultural programs. Recognizing its cultural importance, the government has declared a public holiday today. President Ramchandra Paudil and Vice President Ramsai Prasad Yadav has extended their greetings to all Nepali citizens on this auspicious occasion. A tripartite agreement has been signed between the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, Ujjalo Nepal Party, UNP, and Kathmandu Mayor Balendra Shah to move forward with party unification. Under the agreement signed yesterday, RSP Chairperson Ravi Lamichhane will serve as the central chair, while Kulman Ghising will be vice chairperson. Dol Prasad Arial and Swarnim Wagle have also been named vice chairpersons. The unified party will retain the RSP's name and its electoral symbol, the bell. Similarly, another party unification agreement has been reached within the Janata Samajwadi Party and Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal. Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal Chairperson Upendra Yadav and Janata Samajwadi Party Co-Chair Renu Yadav signed a unification deal yesterday. Earlier, an understanding was also reached between the Tarai Madhyasth Lok Tantrik Party and Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal. Leaders said the unification aims to safeguard the Federal Democratic Republic and advance the rights and interests of Madhes and the Madhesi people. A severe cold wave sweeping across Madhes province has disrupted daily life, forcing schools to close and affecting the most vulnerable communities. With no sunshine for nearly a week, biting cold winds, dense fog and mist have made life difficult for children, senior citizens, people with disabilities and those with chronic illnesses. Many families, particularly Dalit, landless and marginalized communities, are relying on open fires to stay warm. Shortages of firewood and warm clothing have heightened their struggle. Local residents say deaths from cold are a recurring problem, with children and the elderly being most at risk. Hospitals across Madhes reported an increase in patients suffering from cold-related illnesses, including respiratory infections, arthritis, and muscle stiffness. Health officials have urged people to stay indoors and keep warm. Likewise, air travel has also been severely disrupted, leaving hundreds of passengers stranded. Authorities have urged immediate distribution of available resources, including firewood and warm clothes, and warned that prolonged cold could lead to further disruptions and health risk for the poorest communities. Now on to an international news update. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has rejected Russia's claim that Ukraine carried out a drone attack on a residence of Russian President Vladimir Putin in the Novgorod region. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov alleged that 91 long-range drones targeted the residence overnight but were intercepted and destroyed by Russian air defense systems with no casualties or damage reported. Zelensky dismissed the claim as typical Russian lies aimed at undermining ongoing peace talks. Meanwhile, fighting continues across Ukraine. Russian forces claim to have captured a village in Donetsk, while attacks in Zaporizhia and Kharkiv regions killed and injured civilians. Both sides continue to assert advances as the conflict approaches its fourth year. Now, the general weather forecast for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that fog, mist will likely persist in most parts of the Tarai region today. The hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province will likely experience partly cloudy weather, while the rest of the country is likely to experience mainly clear weather today. The division has also stated that there is a partial influence of westerly winds across the country at present, and the temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from a minimum of 5 to 7 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 16 and 18 degrees Celsius. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour, but before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. With 65 days left for Aarhus election, major parties submit closed lists for proportional representation polls as deadline concludes. Former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhok testifies before Genji Probe Commission submits six-page written statement detailing events. Tamulosar Festival being marked today, marking start of New Year. And Ukraine denies drone attack on Russian President Vladimir Putin's residence. That's all for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and online at RadioNepalOnline.com, our mobile app, and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.